Welcome to this first session in the ASReml tutorial called Getting Started with ASReml. There is a series of presentations here, a set of slides in PDF format, which go along with each of these audio files. And you need to just follow along. The various sessions will go for 10 to 20 minutes of audio associated with the slides. The first one of these is aimed at getting you started with ASReml, getting you up to running your first job. Let's ask a few questions though. Why do you have ASReml and what are you trying to do with it? We're going to assume that you have a basic understanding of the principles of linear mixed models. You can read more about that in Chapter 2 of the User Guide. Probably you have a particular model that you want to fit, but we need to just learn to drive this machine before we start focusing too closely on your particular model, because there are a very wide range of models that ASReml can fit. So we'll start somewhere simple and hope that you can fairly quickly see how to set up your particular problem. The next issue is, you know, you have paid for this product, so you need to be able to drive it. The focus on this particular session will be on the mechanics of actually doing a job in ASReml, but the broader focus of this workshop will be animal breeding and some plant breeding applications. And the key is to understand the range of various models that are available and how you would implement them. But today we'll just think about the mechanics of running ASReml and some of the basic principles. In later sessions we will be looking at animal models, spatial models, multi-environment trials, multivariate modelling, repeated measures, prediction and testing. So I'm assuming that you've already got ASReml, but if you haven't got it, you can pick it up from this website or email VSN. The Windows version has an automatic 30-day license, but it's available in Linux and Sun platforms, 32-bit and 64-bit. This workshop is based on Release 2. Release 1 has been available for sale for about 3 years. Licensing is controlled by VSN International, and you will need to contact them to establish a permanent license, or while your 30-day demo license is effective. When ASReml is installed, there will be a document folder which will have the user guide. It'll have an ASReml update which contains a summary of changes between Release 1 and Release 2. There's a help file that you might interrogate while you're trying to code ASReml. There are some examples. And also on the web there is a cookbook which has some more recipes for particularly tree breeding applications. Now ASReml will be installed in Program Files ASReml Bin, and the documents in Program Files ASReml Doc, and the examples in Program Files ASReml Examples. That's the default location of ASReml. ASReml is not a typical Windows application. It was first developed on a Unix platform, and it essentially runs as a batch process. By this we mean that you prepare your data file as an ASCII file, you prepare a job file, you run the program, then you look at the output files, then you might revise the job or run it again. And you need some other application to help you run the actual job. This it can be run from a command prompt, it can be run from Windows Explorer, it can be run from a product like Context, which is an editor file manager system, and of course there's WinASReml is also a way of running ASReml that's provided by VSN. So how do we do it? Well, you identify the analysis that you want to perform, you collect the appropriate data, save it in an ASCII file, and then you prepare your job file in a suitable editor, you run the analysis, you look at the output, you probably need to revise the analysis, so you rerun the job And after you've gone through that cycle a few times, then you generate a report, or you might actually create your report by extracting parts of the output as you've gone along, documenting what you've done. We move on then to a particular example. Let's see how this works out. We'll look at the data. We'll just fit a one-way analysis of variance to it. We'll see what happens as we run it, and we'll look at some of the output. So the data looks like this. There are 39 observations. We've just shown the first five. They represent 15 sources. There's two or three observations for each source. So the first column in our data file indicates the source of the data. This is actually maize readings on the zinc level in seed and on leaf. I don't know exactly what time these measurements were taken, how they exactly relate to each other, whether it's the leaf of the mature plant and the seed harvested from that plant, or whether it's some other stage. Source presumably relates to plants, or it might have been varieties of maize. Anyway, we have a classification. It's an unbalanced classification. Sources are numbered 1 through to 24, but there are gaps, as we see. There's no 3, 4 or 5 source included in this data set. We now need to create a job file, an ASCII file, and the first line of this job file gives a name or a title for our analysis. We need just to have a line of text which tells us something about what we're doing, so we've chosen here zinc concentration study. Then we need a line to tell it what the variables are in the data file, and so the variables were source, seed zinc and leaf zinc. Now source is to be treated as a factor. Its levels range from 1 up to 24, so if we just put an asterisk after the word source, that tells ASRML to treat this as a factor and to work out how many levels there are from the data file. So source will be defined as a factor with 24 levels, even though 10 of them are in fact absent. Then we move on to specifying what the data file is. Zinc.dat is the name of the data file, and skip 1 says that we need to skip the first line of it. That's the line that has the column headings. They need to be ignored as we read it. Now, the other thing that we notice at this point is that I've indented the source line relative to the other lines. The data file name needs to begin in column 1, and conventionally the variable names are indented just to make it plain to the program that they are not intended to be interpreted as data file names. So after ASRML has read the first line, then it keeps reading lines that are indented and assumes that they are names of fields in the data. That single line I have there would often be written over three separate lines, source star on one line, seed zinc on the next line, leaf zinc on the final line, and those three lines would be indented. And then zinc.dat is not indented, indicating that that is the actual data file. It's not just another variable that we're going to read. Finally, we have a model that we're going to fit. Seed zinc is the dependent variable. The little tilde thing means modelled as. So the model is mu, which stands for the constant term or the intercept, the mean. Although in this kind of model it's not really representing the mean, it's representing a constant term in the model, and source, which is the factor that has been defined. So we're fitting a one-way analysis of variance, taking out the overall mean and then taking out the differences between sources. And having created that file and saved it as zinc.as, we can run that file. The basic command to run it is to invoke the program and then to specify the file name. We don't need to specify the .as of the file name, in that ASRML will go looking, if there is no file extension, we'll go looking for a file with that extension, so it's going to look for a file zinc.as. On Windows system, the case of the file name doesn't matter, but on Unix systems, Linux and Solaris and so forth, the file names are case sensitive, and so you need to specify the proper case for the file name. Now, the other point, of course, is that variable names in ASReml are also case sensitive, so you'll notice in this job that we have spelt source with the same case arrangement in the two places that it appears. When ASReml runs, a few things will appear on the screen, and then a plot of the residuals versus the fitted values appears. And here's a graph of that. If we think about what we've done, we've fitted, in this case, 15 means, and so there will be 15 kind of columns with two or three residuals in each column corresponding to those 15 means. Some of the means are very close together, and some of them are more separated apart. But otherwise, there's nothing really outstanding. Yeah, if you've got a strong imagination, you might imagine that the variances increase a little bit with the mean, but the body of data is a bit too small to establish that result. Now, having run the job, look at the output file. And the primary output file is a file called zinc.asr. This file has the name of the job, Zinc Concentration Study. It tells us which version of ASReml was used. This one was run in January 2005 on version 1.63. A few other comments, and then we move down to some detailed report from the analysis. We're told which folder the data was in, so that with this output we might be able to track the job down again on our computer system if we haven't moved it. The qualifier from the data line is shown, so we can just review what qualifiers we used. There are in fact a lot of qualifiers that might appear in that place. It tells us the name of the data file that we've read. It tells us we found 39 records and we're using all of them. And it gives us a summary of the data fields. It is important to review this summary just to make sure that ASReml has interpreted the data file correctly. Look for missing values. That's the hash miss column, tells you if there are missing values present. Hash zero tells you how many zeros were in the data. Min non-zero shows the lowest value in the data that's not a zero. If there are zeros, they are reported in the preceding column, so this is the lowest number that's not zero. So source numbers go from 1 up to 24, seed zinc goes from 29 to 93, leaf zinc goes from 10 to 35, and we have the mean including any zeros but obviously excluding missing values in between. Now we notice that there is an extra factor there, mu, which came about because we specified that in the model, and that is a special term that ASReml will recognise that we can include in the model without predefining it. There's then a report of the iteration sequence. Since this is a fixed model, it doesn't need many iterations. The likelihood's going to be the same between each run. Then we have a summary of the analysis. It reports the degrees of freedom. Again, this only has a single variance component, the residual, so this is a very basic report, but in a general multi-strata experiment we will have different stratum variances. We will have different various variance components, and then we have an analysis of variance which shows that there are significant differences between the sources. There is a bit of a trend of the residuals, the absolute residuals, increasing with the predicted value. So we might want to explore that a little bit more. So that's the end of that particular analysis. I suggest at this point that you find zinc.dat, that you code up that example yourself and make sure that you can run it, that you try a variety of linear models. You could do a regression of leaf zinc on seed zinc. Have a little play around with using ASReml and making sure that you can drive it at that level before we look at doing some more modelling. So over to you.